Well, today we're visiting with Christina Roloff. She's the naturalist with Shelby County Conservation and the Iowa DNR, and she's got some fun programs coming up. Just because the holiday is upon us doesn't mean things slow down in the outdoors. Christina, how are you this morning?
Great. How about you?
Well, good. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yes. Still have one more round to go yet, but we've got one round done.
family, and more family. It's a fun time of the year. Very good. Well, I'm glad. Well, a lot of folks are probably still wondering about some of the things that they can do. And I know some things tend to slow down a bit over the holiday season just because there's a lot of family time. But that doesn't mean we have to shut everything down. And the outdoors is a great place to be. And the weather's been relatively decent for folks to get out and enjoy. So let's talk about some things you've got going on there in the area. Prairie Rose State Park is going to be a kind of a hotbed for some things coming up, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I know you've got a stargazing event that's actually coming up yet this week for folks to enjoy.
Yeah, yep, it will be on Thursday night at 6:30. I know we had a full moon last week, so we'll have less moonlight to have to deal with. And I love doing stargazing programs in the wintertime just because it is so much easier to see the stars because there's not as much humidity in the air, so it's much, much clearer and crisper. And we'll meet over in the West Campground, and then we're going to go walk out onto the dam so we can kind of get away from trees and also get away from the lights that are in the park just to help provide with some better viewing.
Yeah, I don't know if people realize how lucky they are that we live in an area where you can get away from some of the city lights and things because it really does dull the opportunity to see some of the things out there.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah. Tell us what that night is like. How does that all work? You talked about going out on the dam and getting away from some of the lights and things. What will you be doing? Will you be pointing out some different things they can find?
Yeah, definitely. We'll be talking a lot about constellations, and I will be telling some of the stories I know of constellations. There are just so many different stories from different cultures that have developed around the stars, of course, and the pictures that people see in the sky. So we'll kind of talk about the six circumpolar constellations, which would be the six that we can see year-round that go around the North Star, so that's why they're called circumpolar. But then we'll also talk about some of the winter constellations that we can see, because everything in the southern sky changes by the seasons. And for stargazing, I get to use one of my favorite toys in the world. Absolutely love this thing. It's just so cool. It's this special green laser pointer that you do use for stargazing. And when you're using the laser pointer, it looks like you are touching the star. So it makes it very easy for people to tell what you're looking at. And of course, I just have to watch out for airplanes with that.
Of course. Well, it's not the same kind of laser pointer we're going to play with the cats with, I suppose.
Exactly, yes. It's a special green one.
All right, a little more advanced. Very good. Well, sounds like fun. I'm guessing the kids really get something out of this.
Yeah, and we get a good mix usually of people, both kids and adults, for the stargazing.
Okay, so parents, bring the kids. Come on out, yeah. Have some fun. Just dress warm. How long will that program last?
I usually try to keep it at about a half an hour, just because, you know, once it gets dark, it starts cooling off fast.
Okay, and no pre-registration or anything needed for that?
Nope, just show up.
Okay, 6:30, this Thursday, December 30th. That's at Prairie Rose State Park. Now, also, if you like the outdoors and you want to enjoy some, I guess, a little exercise, too, work off a few of those calories you probably consumed here during the holiday period, the first day hike is a thing again this year. I know they've done this the last few years. It's kind of been popular. It's grown, it seems like, a little bit every year.
Yeah, and it happens all across the United States. I think there are at least 20 state parks that are doing first day hikes here in Iowa. Some of them are actually leading hikes, and then other state parks are just encouraging you to use one specific trail. And I know they do have some giveaways this week if you check in with, there is an app that, of course, I cannot think of what the name is right offhand. It was something that started a couple years ago, that each state park has its own, like, check-in location or, like, a QR code that you can scan and you can get entered in for drawings. But for first day hikes, I know if you go sometime this coming weekend and check in at that park through that state park app, then you get registered for some additional prizes.
Very good. Well, I'm sure you could probably find more on the Iowa DNR website, too. They usually help to promote this quite heavily. They're very proud of this opportunity for folks to get out, and we've had some good representation. We've had some decent weather here in the last few years too. January 1st, that always helps.
But I do remember a couple years ago we did have to cancel because it was below zero with horrible wind chills.
Yeah, it's Iowa. It happens. Who knew, right?
Yes.
Well, you've got a hike that'll be led here this year, it looks like, at Prairie Rose State Park. Can you give folks the details?
Yeah, Brent Martin is actually going to lead the hike this year because I will have family in town for Christmas. And they are going to meet at 8 o'clock on New Year's morning. And they're going to hike on the East Trail. So on M47, right after you cross the first bridge, there is a little gravel parking lot immediately on the east side of the road. And when you hike that trail, if you hike the loop all the way around, it's about 2 miles. But I think the plan is that they're going to hike out to the bridge, which is probably about a third of the way from that side, and then turn around and come back, unless people want to continue on, and then they can continue on.
Okay. So obviously dress for the weather. But
definitely. It doesn't sound like it's going to be real warm this weekend either.
No, it's going to get cold.
Layers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because you know what it's like outdoors. I mean, you go out, you pack yourself full of clothing, and then you go out to shovel the walk, and you end up taking clothing off as you work up a sweat. So, yeah, it depends on how far you want to go and how much you want to make of it. And this is for anybody of any level, right?
Correct. Yep, it's a fairly easy walk. There's a couple of hills, but otherwise it's pretty flat.
Okay, so you can bring the whole family out. Grandma and Grandpa can come along with the kids, too. So enjoy that.
Yep, and they do allow dogs as long as the dogs are on a leash.
Okay, very good. All right, and that's coming up again on January 1st. That's why we call it the first day hike. 8 a.m. there at Prairie Rose. So make a plan for that, too. Now, one other thing, too, that caught my attention here in this note was the Nature Center hours. It's there's a duck stamp exhibit that folks may want to check out at Nishna Bend. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we do have a small nature center at Nishna Bend. It's a former cattle shed, so nothing too fancy, but it's where we keep all of our exhibits and our education animals. And we do have a traveling exhibit here right now, which is the Iowa Junior Duck Stamp. So every year there's a competition for adults and kids alike for the duck stamp, and whoever wins the duck stamp, they get it on the little duck stamp that you need for your hunting license, if you do choose to hunt ducks. So they decided to start one for kids, too. So the competition itself is open from kindergartners up through high schoolers. And we have all of the, first through third places, plus the best in show of all the artwork that was submitted through the Junior Duck Stamp. And some of these, it's like you would never believe that it was kids that did it. Some of them are just absolutely beautiful. It's amazing what some of these kids can do.
Very good. Are there any that were submitted by students from around this area?
I think there are a few, yes.
Okay, very good. So a lot of local participation in that then, too. So if folks would like to come view that, is that free for them?
Yes, yep.
Okay, and what are the dates and times?
So we are planning on this Wednesday, so December 29th, from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and then on Sunday, January 2nd, from 4 to 6 p.m., and then again on Monday, January 10th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., and then the last chance to see that would be on Saturday, January 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Okay. Now, this Junior Duck Stamp exhibit, I think you've kind of alluded to, is not the only thing that folks will see there. You've got some different things if folks have been there in the past?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, this past year I know we've picked up probably like 5 things back from the taxidermist, and then we came back from a conference back in November, and the University of Iowa was downsizing some of their collections, so we came back with probably 5 or 6 things from them, and of course, our education animals are always changing depending on new things that we get in.
Sure.
And things that we let go for the winter.
Okay. Well, now, this won't be a guided exhibit, right? This will just be open for folks to enjoy.
Correct. And we'll have somebody around if anybody has questions.
Okay, very good. Well, again, the times, Wednesday, December 29th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., Sunday, January 2nd, 4 to 6 p.m., Monday, January 10th, from 5:30 to 7:30, Saturday, January 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., so a variety of dates and days and times for you to get out there and check that out as well. So lots of things happening, whether you like looking at the stars or just getting out on a nice hike or enjoy some of the great artwork that some youngsters have put together, a lot of opportunity there for you. Christina, who thought you were on vacation now? Looks like you've been busy.
I know. It's like right now is catch-up time with all year-end reports and all sorts of stuff like that. I took a little time off, but still have plenty I need to do.
Yep, no long vacation here during the holidays. Got to keep these activities and things going for folks. Christina Roloffs is a naturalist there with Shelby County Conservation and the Iowa DNR. Hey, thank you so much for the time today, and hope you have some good opportunities for folks.
Oh, thank you.